Are you suggesting that we are scavengers or bandits?
That suit is nauseous.
Why is it fuzzy? Over.
Gun's still out, so I can't give it out anymore.
Welcome back to the Galactic Nomads Traveler RPG Podcast. I am your host, Jason. On behalf of the crew, Bridget, Justin, and Steve, thanks for tuning in. We appreciate your listening. Please like and subscribe, share with your friends and family, your enemies, strangers on the train. Trust me, regular train commuters will appreciate it. It will be the least weird thing that happens to them that day. Please take a moment to check out our Patreon at patreon.com/galacticnomads. Nomads, spelled with a G. Last episode, the crew of the Doghouse lost their jump drive in the Bowman Arm, and there they found a powered-down asteroid monitor and tug ship. Pernicky Fuzzlebottom, in an effort to turn on the life support systems so they can board it and see if they can find any equipment to fix their ship, had just boarded the darkened craft. So let's return there now and see what she discovers.
So you step inside the ship, and you notice some things. Red emergency lights are on, and you have gravity. So if the ship was completely shut down, you would have none of that.
Oh.
All right. Emergency lights are on. Gravity.
You are in a gigantic... And the ship, nothing happened when the door opened. The ship's pressurized. There's atmosphere in the ship.
Oh, so life support's already on then?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Life support's on.
Well, shall we?
Is there a way where our ship computer connects with their ship computer? Like, is there some sort of network with our connection?
Normally you could, but...
We don't got that.
You don't got that now.
No, all right.
Yeah, that hardware was robbed.
God, now I'm wondering if I should...
So, Pernicky, you see to your immediate right a passageway that disappears... it's like little red lights. The emergency lights are on, like in the movie theater. Just like little red lights down there.
Yep.
So it's kind of hard to see. It just drifts down there. And in front of you is... It's a little darker. There are some lights in the deck. But that is... that's the fighter wing bay. So it's just a big, giant, empty space.
Do I and have you can't the ship see... schematics? Can I guide her from the ship?
Yeah.
Okay, so where do you got to go?
She doesn't need to go anywhere. Everything's working.
Oh, that's true. Pernicky, you want to still go to engineering, or you want to go to the bridge?
Well, the soup's kind of... still kind of smelly. I'm going to take it off. And...
All right. Yaws?
Yeah.
Might as well go check it out.
All right. I'll be down in a minute. Does the ship need someone to stay with it, or will the ship kind of just stay docked on its own?
Yeah, it would stay docked on its own.
So,
unless something happened.
Like if somebody shoots at us or something like that, I guess. But, you know.
You're already matched to their speed and rotation and all that stuff. And
so I can leave the ship without it. Oh, the ship was gone because you left.
Yeah.
Right.
Not that you would do something like that, Jason.
Yeah, it's.
But you would do something like
that. Right, are you going back on the boat to get out of your suit? Or are you just getting out of your suit there to leave it there?
Do we need to go? We still need to go. Are we just scrapping this and then?
I mean,
are we going on the asteroid?
I'm curious. We got to get this J drive, but
okay.
We're gonna have to walk through the asteroid or the planetoid monitor to get there. Right, yeah. But we want to get you out of our suit, so you
well,
can come
do we
back.
Need it? We might still. I might still need to be on it. Because
the hull is.
Yeah,
you're right.
Yeah, so I guess I'll stay in this thing.
Okay.
Or at least take the helmet off.
Good trooper. Oh, the smell! It doesn't matter. It's still there. Okay, so if we're able to go towards, if we're able to get on the planetoid monitor, then Yaws, unless you have more, let's. Go across and meet up with Pernicky.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. All
right, what are you bringing with you?
I'm going to bring my guns. That's what I'm going to bring. are we going to need any more type of gear or kit that we suspect?
Yeah, I need to come back on, because I need to get my med kit and maybe a weapon.
Okay, well, I'll grab that for you, all so right, you don't have to.
Yeah, you do that.
What are you going to do with the dog?
I don't know.
She's coming.
Is the dog following
me? She's
coming. Me?
Yeah. She's following you.
Okay.
She's following me? Okay. Well, I don't tell the dog what to do because it eat me.
All right. So I'm going to go back on, get your...
No, he's
going to bring it over.
Oh, you're bringing all
our
stuff
over?
Take
the time, we're all coming to you anyway.
All right, so you guys meet there and you see what I told her she sees.
This is a big ship and it is on, or at least its interior stuff's on. So I want to check out the bridge, but I also want this jump drive.
Is there a ship's log?
We find out at the bridge.
Yeah, let's head to the bridge, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, Flamer out.
All right, so you're going to walk down. So to get to the bridge, you need to go up, so you need a ladder up.
What about that big elevator?
Yeah, you can go to the giant elevator.
Let's go to the giant elevator. Make it easy.
Yeah.
All right. So you go to the elevator. It's like a aircraft carrier elevator. Just a big yellow thing on there for dude. You go up and down, up and down.
Just this big rectangle that goes up and down.
It's like, like elevator's like as big as this place.
Right.
You just bring supplies down, food, you know, whatever. So right now the elevator's up at the level above you, so you got to bring it down.
I press the button.
All right. There's a... Oh, yeah. So, by the way, sorry, I forgot you guys on this deck. So in front of you, so the elevator comes down, but in front of you, there's like another kind of large doorway. So that opens onto the elevator from the other side of the elevator. So, you know, you can bring... That door is probably there to bring stuff in.
Okay.
There. So the elevator's come down. At least you want to check out the doorway first.
I won't go bridge.
So the elevator comes down. On the elevator is a dead body.
Oh!
With blood all over the place around it, riddled with holes.
Oh, that's nice.
Is it a gnome?
No. It is a Draenor. It's the gnomish... I think I called them Draenors. It's like the gnomish offshoot, close relative. It's the one that sees kind of well in the dark. It's got the flat ears.
Okay.
On the side of his head.
Reavers.
That's just a space story, Yaz. Reavers don't exist. All right, so there's a dead... God, what did you call them?
Draenor. That's what they're called now.
Well, that's what they're called now.
Yep.
Dillo jumped to Pernicki. Hey, you think he's going to make it? Think he's going to pull through?
That is not even funny.
A little funny.
All right, I go inspect the...
The dog sniffed. Kimberly's sniffing it.
Well, I run the elevator, I click it to go to the bridge, and then I go check the body out.
Okay. It's not in any kind of uniform or anything.
Okay.
It's just wearing clothes. Got a holster that's empty.
Huh.
No identifying affiliations or anything on him.
Great, just a dead Draelor. All right, well, gun's still out, so I can't get it out anymore. Right. It's as out as it'll be.
Get it out. I make it even more out.
Yeah, I make it more out.
I'm going to take my gun out.
All right, double guns. All right.
All right.
Up to the bridge we go.
Up to the bridge we go. With all right. Caution.
With our guns out.
With our guns out.
So you go up to the lever. Oh, so would you be able to see that? Okay, so from where you are on this elevator... You can also see directly across from where you guys came in, there's some vehicles.
Ooh.
But the hangar does appear to be empty.
So no fighter ships?
No.
Just some vehicles.
Yep.
Hmm. Maybe we check that out on our way back.
Right. We do have an empty cargo bay.
We do have an empty cargo bay.
So you can go up.
We need a lifeboat.
You gonna go up?
Yeah, go to the bridge.
All right, so you're gonna go up to the bridge. Well, this elevator goes up to the next level. This is the supply area.
Okay.
It's vacant again. Just red lights everywhere. There doesn't appear to be everything. When it comes up this time, it's just in the middle of the deck. There's no walls or anything around it.
Okay.
There's nothing around. You can see from where you are. There's stairwells to the port and starboard. Okay. If there's any in the back, you suspect there'd be some in the back, but you don't really see any. Forward of where you are, according to your schematics, should be the sensors area and reefers. Keep frozen goods and stuff.
I like food.
And then there's a spiral stairwell that goes up, and that's what goes to the bridge.
Okay, so I'm looking around cautiously, as one would expect after seeing a dead body with no identifying marks, but unless there's something that draws my attention, I'm just going straight to the bridge.
Yeah, that's all right. Agreed.
Yeah, you can't see anything.
Yeah.
Then to the bridge we go.
Get some lights turned on.
Yeah. Right. Let's figure it out before we start exploring it. Space herpes.
Yeah, space herpes.
Yeah. So you go up to the bridge, and it comes up to the back of the bridge. You're looking out. You can see three chairs in the front where pilots sit, and there's a whole row of navigational equipment on astrogation equipment.
Okay.
On your left side, and on your right side is just ship systems and stuff like that. So it looks like probably on a busy day, like nine people sit up here.
Okay. Yaz, why don't you check the ship logs?
All right.
Pernicki, let's make sure this thing doesn't have like a ticking time bomb or explosion waiting to happen.
And okay. Lights.
And lights. And then I'm going to check the sensor logs to see where the hell this thing came from.
Okay. So nothing is turned on.
Nothing it's
has
all
any,
off.
Nothing has any power.
Oh, jeez. Yikes. Wow. Holster my gun and I'm looking to turn on the juice.
Okay. So you can find the switches for the monitors and things like that, but just nothing comes on. There's just no power being fed to any of this equipment.
Okay.
Couldn't have been easy, right?
Never
so
is.
Nothing's on. So this is probably going to be an engineering thing, right? Having to get power from engineering.
Yeah, possibly.
Because is there any interface that is working that would feed down to engineering to get power up there from where we're at?
No.
No. So, all right, I think we're going to have to go get power and then come back up.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, as soon as we got to trudge through the dark, so get your gun back out.
All right. Flame it back out.
Carry a light.
All right. You go back downstairs?
Yeah.
All right, you go back down to the deck below. You're back in the supply area.
Is the supply area empty?
Like, yeah, I mean, from in the light, from the way you can see the light from the lighting, it looks like it's empty. I mean, it's big. It's a huge place.
Cavernous.
Yeah, and you can see like the little red dotted lights in the distance, but you know from your yard they don't really give any light more than like okay. You know 20 feet away.
Okay, I want to see if there's any. Any lanterns or any?
I want to turn things on before I start walking around a ship with 650 people on it.
Okay.
Yeah, and this level is the level that is attached to.
This is where we're going to be going
tugboat.
To the tugboat. Okay.
Yeah, the merry-go-round.
Yeah, let's turn some things on first. Okay. Get the jump drive. Get the J drive. Once we get that J drive, let's have a look around. So that sound good?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, let's do that. Let's just head straight to engineering then.
Okay. So you go back down the elevator?
Yeah.
Might as well. It's haunted now.
All right. So you can go, come down the elevator, and you got to go either left and up a passage to the ladders, or you can go right and to one of the passages that go find a ladder down.
Up.
We've been on port. Let's stay on port.
Yeah.
That's left.
All right. Okay. So you turn around, you go left down the hallway. on your right-hand side is a ready room, which is where pilots hang out to plan their missions and stuff. And then there's just a bulkhead going along this side. Roll, you said like environment or survival or something like that.
I have survival.
Or recon. One. Roll either recon or survival, whichever ones you.
Are you talking prefer. About just like
all of you?
Us seeing things,
noticing things.
I got recon and survival, so. So you want all of us to roll?
Let me look at the book, and I think I can tell you. Recon, scout out dangers and spot threats, unusual objects, or out-of-place people. Survival is the wilderness counterpart to streetwise. So that would help us survive in the wild, build
Let's
shelters.
Do streetwise then. You can choose, you can choose streetwise or recon.
It, we just,
okay. No, if you don't have a zero...
Yeah, I don't have any of those.
Then you just roll twice three.
Streetwise, on his homeworld and related system, he knows criminal contacts and fixers. On other worlds, he can quickly intuit power structures and can fit into local underworld. So I think recon would be it.
Yeah, you can choose either one, though.
Okay.
Don't argue with the deep. With...
There's other ways of having good
instincts. I wasn't argue. I was just giving you the information provided on the skill set.
Just rolling. No bonus.
Yep. There's also
you get negative three.
Investigate.
Negative three. Okay, that's right.
Keen observation, forensics, and detailed analysis.
What's that?
Investigate.
Ooh, oh yeah, I like investigate. Investigate or
so it's like watching a bank, going for criminals, searching the crime
you
have investigate. Scene.
You have investigate?
Yeah.
Oh man.
And I got recon.
There you go.
Yeah.
So a little well-rounded crew you are.
So I'm rolling investigate.
Yeah, then you get your bonus, whatever your bonus is. All
right, excellent.
Ooh. Five.
I'll take that over a negative any day.
Five.
11.
11.
I got recon one. So I got 9.
All right. So you guys are walking down the passageway, and you notice that the wall on your left has just got a big, long blood streak going down it.
That's not cool.
Like somebody had like a bloody handprint and they were like dragging along.
Or something.
No, claw marks, we don't know. It's just blood.
It's not like claw mark.
Yeah.
Like,
it's hard to see in the red light, but it's just a dark streak. No, it's not like claw marks or something.
Okay, cool.
How creepy is this blood trail? Like, just that's creepy. There's blood.
Human
or like,
hand, animal hand.
I'm murdering right. you if you're following me, riding or something.
Right.
Red rum.
There is no escape from the situation if you run into me.
Well, I would like to be in the front since I have the flamethrower. If Pernicky would be in the middle with the light, so I can flamethrow things I see.
And I'll take the rear of my god's pistol.
Your dog is sniffing at the blood and growling a little bit.
Clearly somebody else came this way, so let's see what happens at the end.
Drix is taking point.
All right.
Drix got point.
So Drix, you go a few more feet up, you get to where the ladder down at engineering is.
Yeah.
On your right. And on your left is a door, just a regular door.
Regular door.
That's open, and there's some legs sticking out of it.
Ooh.
I silently motion to Pernicky to shine the lantern into the room so that I can point my gun into the room, and if something pops up, it's getting a face full of fire.
I will silently shine the light into the room.
Give me a sneaking check, doctor. How sneaky is this doctor?
Not sneaky at all. All
right.
What did you get?
Well, I rolled a 3, and I don't think I have anything for...
No, minus 3. Minus 3 would be 0.
Ooh. Yeah, that light's going everywhere.
Clank, clank, clank.
All right.
All right. So you see the body. It's a gnome. It's similar to the other one. It looks like it has some... this one looks like it has some burn marks on it. And a bullet hole. Nondescript clothing. Kind of old. Raggedy clothing. Give me recons and investigates again.
12.
3.
Man.
9.
All right. Pernicke and... Well, Yaz, you're kind of back. You feel... You're sneaking up. You kind of brush against the wall a little bit. And you feel something. Like a... like the walls kind of shaking a little.
Guys,
it's got a rhythmic shake. Pernicke.
Guys, the wall has a heartbeat.
You shine your light in there, and you see, going off to your,
in the door
to your left, you can actually see some light, some regular light.
Oh.
And you can hear some music. Doom boom, doom doom boom.
Got your bells.
Doom doom boom. Dun, dun, boom.
They're in the hole.
There's a party going on down the hallway.
Party? Oh, what kind?
Oh, yeah, and you look and there's lots of tables and shit. This is like the mess decks.
Can we get in the entrance without moving the gnome? Or is the gnome kind of in the way?
Yeah, you can step over him. It's just like his legs are in the doorway. He's not taking up the whole doorway.
Well, I open the door and kind of drag his body away so that unobstructed.
Okay, about into the passageway?
Yeah. Well, I mean, what is he more in? The mess decks or the...
He's half and half.
You know what? I'm going to just put him back in the mess decks. Just to the side.
All right, so you pushing him into the mess decks. So you can see the light. You can see the light too. It's coming from the kitchen area.
I go to check it out.
All right.
I'll back him up.
All right. Mm-hmm. You're all going?
I'm in the middle, so.
Yeah. Well.
All right. Kimberly's following you.
Yeah.
Kimberly's going to be like Chewbacca. I'm just going to forget about him all the time.
Yeah.
Clown on the left of you, Joker to the right.
Yeah. All right. So the area where the kitchen would be, like there's a sliding, one of those sliding like metal panel doors down. It would be open. If it was open, you would see into the kitchen, you know, where the cooks are on the grills and stuff like that.
A serving window.
But it's closed right now.
Okay.
There's some of the lights in the front part of the serving area are on, and you can see some lights coming from the cracks behind the thing that's pulled down.
Okay.
Like in the gaps.
Is that the only way in there?
Yeah, there's just you just walk in between like the, you just walk in, there's like a door. But it's a doorway, but there's no actual door on it. So you could just walk out.
Oh, okay.
Are the gaps in the drop-down covers wide enough to see anything through?
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe?
Yeah, maybe.
You want to try and climb up there and look?
Yeah, I might have to do a recon.
Do a little peek.
Recon, yeah. All right.
I'm monitoring the door with my gun.
Okay. So you get closer. Ships like this, like gnomes aren't the only people here. Ships like this they're kind of designed, like if you were on the bridge, this chairs would go up and down and the whole panels would move and stuff. And things are different. Things are like medium size for other races and stuff to intermingle and stuff like that. Okay, so you get in to the kitchen, the front part of the kitchen area, and there's a counter, like maybe where they do veg prep or something, and there's just this gigantic stack of weapons on it.
Oh. What's this?
There's five stunners, like little stun guns. There's six revolvers. There's two long swords. And there's like 8 daggers. Some of them got blood stains and shit on them.
So these are used weapons. How many stunners?
5.
8 daggers, 2 yeah. long swords, and what else?
6 revolvers.
Like slugs?
Yeah, like Murtaugh would use.
How many revolvers? 2?
6.
Yeah. 6.
So you're there. There's the veg prep station. And then there's the door right there. The music's going. Boom,
boom, boom. Where's this music coming from?
So inside the place. And the part that's pulled down right here, you can see like a shadow move back and forth between like the little gaps a little bit sometimes.
So can I peek in the gaps?
Give me a recon.
Yeah.
Or give me investigate. That sounds more sneaky.
I don't have investigate.
Oh,
well, I have a stealth.
Oh, be stealthy. Be stealthy.
All right. Six.
You can't really tell. There's somebody in there.
Okay.
They're not gnomish. They're taller than you.
I want to shoot them already.
You know what? I just walk in.
All right, you walk in?
Oh.
So you walk in, and there's a Vargr there. And the table behind him's got like eggs and bacon and pancakes and some steak. It looks like there's like pie. The grill's going. He's got some potatoes on there. He's flinging them around, going like Benihana and stuff.
All right.
There's a music box behind him, just like a Bluetooth speaker. Boom, boom, boom. He's like, and then he goes, and he sees you, and he's like. And his eyes get all wide. And he holds his spatula and he picks up a pan. He's like this.
I think your friend is dead.
Yeah, I know my friends are dead. What are you doing?
I'm going to follow.
You follow him?
Yeah.
Okay. You recognize him.
Oh.
His name's Lawrence Fee.
Lawrence
Fee? He was the cook on your ship. He was one of the guys who backed you up when nobody wanted to go rescue Drix.
Ah.
The guys used to call him Larry.
Larry.
But then a new guy showed up and called him Harry Larry. And he had to leave him at the next port stop to get ladle surgically removed from his ass.
Oh.
So people stopped calling him Larry.
Yeah. Okay. Alright. So, well. Larry? Is that you?
Tinker Fitz?
Yeah! What the hell are you doing here?
I'm cooking! What the hell are you doing here?
Kind of wondering why there's bloody bodies and a pile of weapons out here.
Oh, yeah, well, it's been a rough day.
How so?
Ugh. Well, why don't you grab some food and we'll talk about it.
Alright. This is actual pancakes and bacon and... And not...
Oh, yeah.
Like Soylent Green.
Nah.
Okay. No. All right.
Who's your friends?
Oh, this is Drix Blom.
Hey, how you doing?
And Drix.
He plays the bells. You probably remember him. We went and rescued him on his ship.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that was a while ago.
Sorry, I don't remember you, but hi, again.
Well, you look a lot better than last time I saw you.
Oh, thanks, I've been eating well.
Mm-hmm.
This is my friend Pernicky Fuzzlebottom, or Dr. Fuzzlebottom.
Oh, hey, Doc.
Pleasure to meet your acquaintance, sir.
You too. So he gets some plates, starts handing them out.
I put my gun away.
Same here.
Yeah, we're going to have bacon and eggs. That's nice.
So he lays out, goes to the table, bringing food out. And, so what do you want to know?
Well, why are you on this planetoid?
Oh, well, me and my crew, Benny, Lenny, and Kenny, we were hired to, they gave us, $15,000 to move this ship from Flammarion to Collis. Collis is declared for the consortium. So, and as a gift, they're giving him this warship.
Wow.
And, we got sabotaged. We ran into this asteroid and some mercenaries, some pirates boarded us, and we had to take them out.
Wow. From the tug?
Yeah.
Oh,
so the tug's yours.
Oh, yeah. Well, I just work for the company. I don't own the tug.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, Lenny, Kenny, and Benny didn't make it.
Yeah, I think we saw a couple of them on the way in.
Well,
somebody on the elevator.
I put Benny and Lenny in the fridge, and they're gonna have power going to route it to the fridge, and then, Kenny's still on the tug. He's kind of burned up, and I haven't been back since then. Ooh. I mean, I don't have anywhere or jump jars fried, and the mercenaries went to go get some backup. That was like a week ago. So
your jump drive's fried?
Well, I need some extra parts or whatever. I don't know. I'm not really an expert on that. But Merc said that they'd be back, and that was a week ago, and I just figured I'd make myself a last meal and enjoy myself.
Well, you're in luck.
So I put power on to the emergency lighting and turned the air on and got enough power going to get to the kitchen. And here I am. What are you doing here?
We're looking for a jump drive.
This is there's not exactly a jump drive store around here. What are you doing here?
Well, we were in jump, and our jump drive failed mid jump and burned itself up, and we ended up out here in the Bowman Arm, along with you. We came across this place, and here we are. We saw your tug and came to investigate, because according to our sensors, it looked like it was possibly an operational jump drive. So looks like you need a ride out of here, and we need a jump drive.
Yeah, that's one way to look at it.
Yeah,
How about this?
What?
How about we get my drive running, and you help me deliver this thing to Collis. What's your ship? What kind of ship you got?
We got a scout ship.
Oh, yeah. We'll bring that on board. We'll go to Collis and get me to Collis, and I'll share the pay with you.
I kind of like the sound of that. What do you guys think?
Sounds nice taking care of all situations.
Right? Everybody gets a back scratch.
Well, and then we'll drop you off. I'll take you guys back wherever. Where does you need to go? I mean, we'll probably get a ship fixed and call us, I imagine, but...
Yeah, I'm sure we could.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, I think we can go with this plan.
Great.
Who's
the dog?
This is Kimmy.
Hey, Kimmy.
So the pirates know?
They know what?
That we're going to get out of here, or?
Well, as far as they know, this thing's dead in the water.
They pillaged and left.
Yeah, they did, but they said they'd be back.
Yeah.
It's a chaotic universe out there, Drix. Those pirates could have been pirated.
I kind of screwed that up. The jump drive is supposed to be fine. It's supposed to just fix the hole in the fucking...
Oh, okay. No. No worries.
Supposed to fix the hole in the tug so we can fly it.
All right.
But whatever.
Well, let's fix the tug.
Let's do it. You know where any vac suits are around here?
Oh, man, there's nothing on this boat. I was surprised I get power. There's no software to, in case something like this happened, there's no software to run the weapon systems or... there's no equipment. That's all being taken separately on ships that, do have jump drives, because, this rock doesn't have any jump systems in it. It's just for local defense.
You got any vac suits on the tug?
Yeah.
Because we're going to fix that.
Got is one.
I don't have on the tug air.
Yeah, we noticed. So, in order to patch that up, we're going to have to go out there.
Yeah. Well, The meteor we hit is plugging most of it up.
Well, that's
but
it's good.
So I mean, I did briefly consider the idea of sealing the edges around that and like maybe cutting it off from the outside, but I don't know if that would survive a jump or not.
I don't know if that would be a gamble.
Anyway, we can pilot the tug remotely from my ship, or well, what we can't do it from here. There's no software.
Well, if we can get the bridge operating, could we operate the tug remote
for the bridge on this ship?
Yeah,
maybe. I have to reroute. We'd have to reroute most of the power to the bridge. I don't even know if I have enough power to operate the bridge. I barely got enough to light the freezer in the kitchen up.
Boy. Well, what do you think, Pernicky? Our options are running thin. What you got any ideas?
You're going to have to fix the hole.
The main thing that's stopping this thing from moving is one of the arms attached. If we can get it on the tug, get that arm attached, and I mean, you guys got a vac suit.
Yeah.
Wrinkles his nose. Like, if we can get on there, get the other vac suits, then we could just pilot this thing away from the area so the when they come back, it's not here, and then we can just weld up. Weld up the stuff, because I got tools on the tug.
Well, let's. Pernicky, how do you feel about getting on the tug to get some more suits?
Okay.
All right. Drix, good with that?
I'm good. Just, well, now that there's probably pirates coming back, I can't stop thinking about that.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, why don't we, everybody finish their meals. Let's go get this thing moving.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, their ships that they had here didn't have any hyperdrives, but they got a base around here somewhere.
Yikes.
All right. Well, there's that scout base one system over, but, you know, take us a year to get there. Just driving normal.
Yeah. Right. That ain't going to work.
All right. So he motions everybody to come with you. He goes back through the kitchen. I mean, you're done eating, ready to go.
Was the food good?
Oh, yeah, it was excellent.
Then I finished it all.
Let me make a check.
Check that food.
Yeah, food was very good.
Yeah.
Excellent.
I roll threes.
Okay, so you go back out to the elevator because your plan is to take Pern and get up there to go get the back suits, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
And then you're all going to help repair the tug.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then you get it at least where we can.
Are you leaving your ship where it is now?
Well, he said that we're gonna move the tug away from the planet, from the monitor.
Yeah.
Repair it. Go back to the monitor.
Oh no! You're gonna take the monitor with you.
Okay.
You gotta repair the arm that's been detached.
Yeah.
So it can attach back to the monitor. And then fly away.
Well, I guess this is for the group. Do we want our turret available to defend us if those pirates come back?
We need defense.
Okay, so.
Well, you're the engineer, Yaz, so maybe I should pilot the ship. You, Pernicky, and, well, we're not calling him Larry. No, you called him Larry.
Yeah.
He hasn't corrected it, so I guess his name's Larry. So you, Pernicky, and Larry fix the tug. Once it's fixed, I'll park the ship and away we go.
What do you do with the ship in the meantime?
I'll fly it around in case those pirates show up.
You're going to fly? Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Sounds
and you
like
know
a plan.
What? One of you detach and float endlessly in space, I'll come pick you up.
Sounds like a plan. Right.
Sounds nice of him.
So
he's going to operate the turret while you're flying it.
I thought I was able to do it from the bridge.
Okay.
We just had the option for manual.
Yes.
In the event there was an issue.
Just checking on you.
Yeah, thanks.
So Kimmy should probably go back with you.
Yeah, I'll take Kimmy back.
You guys need to bond anyway.
Yeah.
All right. So you go back to the elevator. If you want to go back to the boat, then from the elevator you just go left, and that's where your ship's attached to. Back on the elevator, the door is closer to the right side of the ship, starboard side. So you can see the vehicles. It's 4 G-bikes. Four? Yeah, 4 G-bikes. Which are like...
grab bikes?
Yeah. What are those things? Like scout bikes, like Star Wars scout bikes.
Oh, okay.
But they're fancy. They got like cool seats and lean over them. They're like...
Only the best for the consortium.
Yeah, they're like...
I think we need to take those with us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, those belong to my crew.
Take the dead people's bike.
Well, if you don't need them, and they definitely don't need them anymore, be a shame just to leave them sitting there.
Yeah, we will work something out. You can also see on the starboard side that there are 2 dead bodies, like right in front of that airlock. So if you would have went starboard side, the first thing you would have seen when you opened the door would be 2 bodies, 2 mm-hmm. dead bodies.
See, it doesn't matter which one we chose.
So he tells you there were 9 mercenaries. That's where all the weapons came from.
Okay.
But they got 7 of them, and the other 2 got away.
Yikes!
All right. So you go back up to the level above this one. And there's the portal with the tube that goes to the in the back of the supply level. There's the tube that goes back to the tugboat.
All right.
Right,
guess I'm going in.
Putting on the stink. Putting on the helmet for the stink.
Yeah.
All right. Give me a vac suit check.
At least the good thing is there should be enough.
Should be pretty easy since you're not actually in space, you're just walking around.
9.
Yeah. All right. So you get on the tug. Vac suits are exactly where he says they are. Bring them back, no problem.
Probably bring back 3 or 4.
Yeah, there's like 6 suits all together.
Which means you can get a fresh one.
Are these better than her vac suit?
Yeah, I don't really want to smell this anymore. Yeah. So.
Maybe the funk is now starting to become a part of you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Now she just smells wherever she walks around.
Yeah, just. Oh. Where's Pernicky? Oh, there she is.
Yeah, I'm probably the only one who's seen that episode of Seinfeld where his car stinks.
The
BO episode. Yeah. The dude washed his car stunk, and so his car stunk the whole time. No matter how many times he got cleaned.
All the 90s.
Yeah. 90s. Okay. All right. So. Prank comes back with the suits.
All right. So I guess we'll suit up.
Yeah. All right. So you're already back to the boat? That's where you're going?
Yeah. So
because you didn't come with them, right? To the boat.
No, I didn't come with them. I went to go get on the ship, detached from the monitor, and monitor for pirates.
All right. All right. So you're going to fly around. How far out are you going to fly? Are you going to stay behind asteroids and stuff, or are you just going to fly a patrol?
I think I'd want... Well, I want to be able to... I want to be able to see them if they're coming, but I don't want them to know that I'm there. So okay. I would stay close to the monitor, so that way... I don't know. I presume we have passive radar. We have more than just radar, so no, I'm going to stay next to the ship.
One ping only.
I'm going to try to be stealthy so that if they do come, I can shoot them without knowing.
All right. Without them knowing?
Without them knowing.
All right. So you guys get suited up, go inside. It's not, the damage doesn't look quite as bad on the inside. There's just like a real sharp piece of the rock went through. They have a storage place. I mean, the tug comes with just like all kinds of crap. There's big giant sheets of metal and stuff. I mean, if you can get power back to the tug and chip this asteroid out of there, I mean, you can weld this sucker up. It won't be fun. You know, you'd be kind of smart to stay in your vac suits even when you're flying in this sucker. But because the whole place, like, they were staying, I mean, they were kind of staying on the monitor a little bit anyway, because this is a small ship. It's got like a tiny kitchen. It's got like a phone booth sized shower. There's a bedroom with two racks in it, two beds in it. So they were doing what we call hot racking. They were like taking turns sleeping in the same place. You get in. When you get through the door, there's a ladder right in front of you, and that goes to the area where you operate the lower arm. And then on your left-hand side, as you're looking forward, is the other arm station where you can manipulate the arm of the attached one. And then on your right there's a dead body there. He's all burned up to hell, and he's kind of melted. And he was obviously trying to do something with that arm, and that whole panel blew out.
Okay.
So give me an electronics check.
All right.
Both of you, because you got electronics too, right? Just a general one.
Yeah.
Six.
Six.
Eight.
Eight. You guys think that... Oh, give me a 1d6 roll.
Oh.
You think it's going to take about 6 hours to fix this panel, because it's pretty shot. And give me another 1d6 roll, either one of you. With the tools that are given, like grinders and chippers and stuff like that, you think you can really get enough while he's fixing that? Permkey, you think it'd just take you a couple hours to get that hunk of asteroid removed and get it to a point where somebody can start welding that up.
Okay.
Larry can start welding that up. He knows a cook.
Right.
It's his expertise. Okay. Jerks, you're flying around, doing some going in and around the asteroid, popping up, doing scans, looking for things. Give me sensors check.
Sensor check. That's going to be 6, 2, 1, 9.
All right, 9. So you're done.
Okay.
You've been done for a while. You can either help those guys out, or you can do something else.
You can help assist. The faster we get this taken care of,
okay,
the better.
Mm-hmm. Less chance of piratey pirates.
All right. So it's been about 4 hours. Things have progressed a little bit quicker than you think. You kind of feel like you're like an hour away from getting this sucker wrapped up. You catch on your sensors.
Ooh.
Four ships.
Ooh.
Holy crap.
Holy moly.
Mm-hmm. Four ships, they coming our way?
Yeah.
Ooh. I relay that through our intercom system. Guys, four ships inbound. How much time do we have left? How much time before they come here?
How much time? How far away are they?
Yeah.
2 hours.
Yeah, 2 hours before they're in range.
Well, we should have this wrapped up in an hour.
All right.
Let's get a move on it then.
Yeah. See if there's any way we can expedite.
All right. So what are you going to do?
Well, they're coming in. Can I tell any other details other than just four contacts?
Not. You're, like, at max contact range right now.
Okay.
They're, like, 100 kilometers out. 100,000.
And then, so I want... Well, I guess... Hey, Larry! How did they...
Yeah, what's up?
How did they get on the monitor in the first place?
Oh, well, well, all right. I haven't told you everything.
Okay.
So, the head of the mercenaries is my ex-girlfriend. We've been broken up about, I don't know, ever since she tried to kill me and my crew. And, well, they got me, a friend of hers got me this job. And apparently... they didn't tell me that I was supposed to disable the ship so that they could take it over. Apparently it was... He holds up his big gloved paws in his vac suit. Understood. And so, well... first I kind of started to go with it because I didn't want to get shot. But then they fried poor Kenny. So I started killing people. And, well, she didn't take too kindly to that. And she tried to kill me.
Oh, Larry is fourth chair. I could say I've had some crazy girlfriends myself. I understand.
Yeah.
So, is she just coming back here to kill you, or are we going to be able to talk this out?
Oh, I think I'm pretty sure she wants this ship.
Okay. What airlocks did they use?
Oh, they used the starboard side down on the hangar bay.
Is there any way we can make sure they use that starboard side airlock again?
We could disable the other ones.
That's a great idea. We should do that. Hey, can you do that from the ship?
Well, we'd have to go to each airlock.
Oh.
But, I mean, yeah.
You think we can fly out of there before the 2 hours?
Oh, I mean, we'll have maneuvers, but we'll have to weld up the hole.
All right, well, finish up there, and we'll talk about what we'll do when they get here. Then.
Yeah, I mean, I can't outrun a regular ship, but I mean, we'll be able to move.
All right, I'll think of something. Tricks out.
All right, you still want us to disable the? Can we go down there and disable the airlocks?
Finish up what you're doing now.
All right. So, an hour goes by. Give me another sensor check. Give me an electronics check.
Both sensor check.
Both you two, give me electronics check.
Eight.
No, I'll do electronics check for Larry too.
12. Ooh.
Six.
6, 12. All right. Yeah. So another hour goes by. You feel like you've done an excellent job fixing this panel. And Larry, who has been trained in this, is going to attempt to put the arm back on the back onto the monitor, which just leaves the big hole to be patched. And he tells you where all the sheet metal and for that is plasti-steel and all those other fancy things we make up for space.
Nice.
All right, did you make a sensor check?
I did.
What'd you get?
Eight.
All right, you can identify the ships.
Nice.
A couple of the ships have gone ahead and are going to be there about 20 minutes.
20 minutes?
Yeah. And you've identified them as two light fighters. Ooh. Which are just one man, like, A-wing, X-wing size type fighters. The other one is a slow boat, which the military likes to use for ship-to-ship combat and penetrating ships. They carry a crew of like 50.
Okay.
Not a crew, but if it's not being used as a supply ship, you can keep 50 people in it.
All right.
Are there 50 people in it? You don't know. I mean, they could just be using it as a
ship.
Cargo ship. And the other one is a free trader.
The pirates have returned. Is the jig up? Can Drix fight them off long enough for his friends to fix the ship? Or will he be returned to the space dust from which he was born? Who will the bells toll for in the next episode? I am your referee, Jason. On behalf of the crew, thanks for joining us. Please like and subscribe. Visit our Patreon for many wonderful things via the link below. And as always, thank you for exploring with us. Space out!